from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Man, I hope my wife is not listening to confessions today. For both of my confessions, I could get in trouble for, but one more than the other. For sure. And
do you like your wife listening to the show?
I don't care who listens. None of that stuff ever bothers me, but her more than her for some reason a little bit, because it's like, first of all, I don't want to necessarily talk about all this right now with you. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like this and this.
Man,
like,
my wife do not listen to this show at all. Yeah. Even if she have a chance. Mm-hmm. She one day I was I think I was off and we was in the car driving.
Yeah.
And I tried to put it on to see what y'all was talking about.
Yeah.
She's like, man, cut this station off. Don't nobody want to listen to no AM radio. I was just like,
bite your tongue.
Yeah, I'm just
listen
like,
on the Odyssey
dang.
App.
I was just like, dang.
Yeah, that's where I work.
I think I'm the only person who wife don't listen to the show at all and have no desire to listen.
Oh, don't worry. My girlfriend doesn't either. Yeah, my girlfriend
the good
either.
Thing is I can talk a whole bunch of smack about it.
Here's the thing. Like, okay, I'm going to get in all kinds of trouble. Like, she'll say some opinions on something we were talking about. And if it was anybody else, I'd like torch them. I'd like, what are you, the hell are you talking about? But I'm like, oh, really? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's one way to look at it. I'm like, okay. Well, she's not going to like any of my confessions. I'll start with this one.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Okay, so remember yesterday, just yesterday, I was like, Figgy, that Your Honor is, we watched season one, episode one. Of Your Honor. We're talking about binging shows. And I was talking about how binging a show that doesn't have a finish is so frustrating. But you said Your Honor goes 2 seasons, has an ending, one of the best shows that you've ever seen.
Yeah.
All right? So we watched season one, and there was a little gore in season in episode one. And so we started episode two, and we're about 30 minutes in, 20 minutes in, and she's like, I can't.
Oh, man.
She goes, this is too much. Because it got real hairy.
Yeah.
Like it got real hairy.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't like that gore, you know, that real violent stuff.
Yeah.
And so my confession is I've done this with two or three shows that she just doesn't like. I'm gonna have to watch it on the down low, man.
Yeah. That's,
do you have any like that?
Yeah, I did that a couple times. Mm-hmm. Where it was a couple of shows that my wife, she was into, but mm-hmm. every time I tried to turn it on, she was like, oh, I want to watch this right now.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, I got to sit here. I want to watch it right now.
Yeah.
And it was a couple times where I just went on and finished the show. And then later on, months later, she's like, oh, yeah, let's start on that show again.
I kept telling
and
her,
I had to fake it. I had to fake it like I'd never seen it, knowing damn well I knew how it was going in.
Well, like, Chris, do you have any like that with your girl?
Yeah, I do, actually. Breaking Bad, she just can't get into it. Same thing with Better Call Saul. Mm-hmm. I tried Better Call Saul, and she was just like, I can't. So I ended up watching them by myself, and ever since then, she just doesn't want to watch them.
Yeah, no, and that's frustrating, man, because like a lot of times you want to kind of share it, you know, and talk about it and all that. And she tried. I'll give her that credit. And about 20 minutes, she goes, I can't.
Now, if you keep going and she in on it, she'll get it.
Does it stay like real violent, you know, like the first two episodes?
Yes and no. It get
that's
really
not a good answer.
It get really my thing is it get really intense where you just like,
I don't mind
oh,
it,
man.
Intense. Yeah.
So it get really intense where stuff start crashing together where you like, oh man, where you gotta keep going.
Yeah.
So tell her stick in there.
There was one, I'm trying to remember what it was, that had a lot of violence in it. And I would just watch it when I'd go fishing. Yeah. You know, at night, and yeah. I watch the whole thing like that.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, so I finally found out why a lot of people were hating on Noah Lyles.
Mm-hmm.
When he won that race, and I seen a whole bunch of people just randomly like, congratulations, cornball. I seen somebody call him Cornball Jamal. A square from Delaware. Congratulations. I'm just like, why
are they hating on the gold medal winner?
Yeah, so I did
or the silver medal winner.
Yeah, so I did some research. I'm like, what did he say?
What
and
happened?
I totally forgot this was the same guy that said this about the NBA.
Do you know the thing that hurts me the most is that I have to watch the NBA finals and they have world champion on their head. World champion of what? The United States? Don't get me wrong. I love the U.S. at times. But that ain't the world. That is not the world. We are the world. We have almost every country out here fighting, thriving, putting on their flag to show that they are represented. There ain't no flags in the NBA.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
He had so many NBA people upset with him. I remember that too. But I didn't realize this was the same guy that that pissed off so many NBA fans and NBA Twitter. And so when I seen all the hate going towards him, like, congratulations, cornball. I'm like, oh, y'all still mad over this
over
quote?
That.
I thought it was hilarious, man. NBA Twitter can sometimes be a little too sensitive, man.
It is.
NBA Twitter's something else, man. It's something else.
You think?
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Look, man. There's another one that my wife's going to get mad at me about, and that's okay. So you've got Rebecca Andrade, Andre, the Brazilian. She's Bay, the Brazilian gymnast. To me, like I kind of played along. She's awesome, Rebecca Andrade, etc. But it ain't even close for me, man. It ain't
really.
It ain't even close. We all have our Olympic crushes. Mine is so far ahead, it's like she's actually running on the track.
Interesting fact why Sydney was able to handle this semifinal heat with such class. If you were to remove the hurdles from everybody else in the field, their PR at 400 meters is still slower than Sydney's PR over 400 meter hurdles. Let that sink in.
Oh my goodness.
No one in the field can run faster without hurdles.
And no one is as close.
Yeah.
To Sydney McLaughlin. Lord have mercy, as you said.
She all right, man. I'm looking right now. She all right. I wasn't familiar with her work.
I remember her from 4 years ago. And she wasn't married then. And I did that same thing that stupid people do. You know, she wasn't married 4 years ago, and I thought, whoo. Yeah. Now she's Signe McLaughlin Love or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did the same stupid thing. Oh, she got married? Like yeah, okay.
You had a chance.
Like, oh, yeah,
we always do that.
She doesn't like 60-year-old Hispanic men.
We do that all the time. Like, it could be a hot girl.
Yeah.
As soon as she gets tied down,
like, damn, she's
just
married?
Man, I'm done with it.
I'm out.
Man. Yeah, unfollow.
I was considering it.
Yeah.
I was considering.
You had a chance, man. You blew it.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So I think celebrities should do at least one inning of play-by-play in baseball,
man. This is
so
good.
I love it so much. So this is what it sounded like on the Braves broadcast when Atlanta legend Big Boy or Outkast was on there.
There it is. You got him. Job. What'd I tell you? Go on, sit down somewhere.
See, we just needed you on the play-by-play.
Go on, sit down somewhere. I tell you, man, if y'all need me again, I'm going to be down in the box eating some cheese pieces.
So Bryce Elder struck out the batter, and he said, go on, sit down somewhere. Go on, sit down somewhere. I think celebrities need to do at least one inning of play-by-play, man. It's really so entertaining because I know sometimes baseball can be a little boring, especially listening to it, but having a random celebrity in there just watching the game and reacting live to it, it's so good, man.
I just wish more play-by-play announcers or celebrities, remember, would do play-by-play like that. Like, not the old baseball, well, there's a ground ball to third, and gets him out by a step.
But sometimes, I
want to hear more go on, sit down somewhere.
Yeah, but you know baseball.
You know?
A lot of,
that would be awesome.
No, I literally, when I'm watching the game and someone strikes out, I'm just like, go sit down.
Like sit your ass down.
Go sit down, Garcia.
Yeah.
Why can't we have that, even if it's a celebrity or not?
But see, baseball, it's a bunch of old farts in there that feel like, oh, baseball have to be like
this. A certain way.
Yeah, get Big Boy in there. Get Snoop in there more often.
Snoop has done his share.
Yeah, because we all watch baseball. We don't watch baseball just like how the play-by-play people announce.
And they're awesome. Look, I'm not ripping
play-by-play.
It's really
good.
I just wish there would be more like this.
I like it. Yeah. I wouldn't say I want more play-by-play announcers to call it like Big Boy.
Yeah.
But just bring in a celebrity once in a while and bring in the fan experience of it.
Yeah.
Watching a baseball game, like, yeah, sit your ass down somewhere. Get back to the dugout. I need more of that.
Yes, out of here. I totally agree. I got a quick one here before we move on to the running back position.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
We mentioned this Monday, and if you weren't listening, we're going to have a new In the Loop with a new co-host.
August 19th.
Set your clocks, set your alarms, whatever it may be. My confession is, I'm starting to get pretty pumped up. Like, you and I were involved.
Yeah.
We did some mock shows and went through the whole process, and we saw 150-something or more applicants and all that. But the as we're getting a little closer here, it's going to be a week from Monday, and we're kind of starting to really get our feet on the ground with the new show. Like, this has been a blast, and shout out to some of the listeners that really like what we're doing here with Chris and Figgy this week and next week, by the way. But I'm getting pretty pumped up because this is going to be nice.
Yeah, I'm super excited, and right now I'm pretty much keeping the seat warm for the person we're going to bring in. And look, man, it can't get here no quicker, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's gonna be fun. You guys are gonna love it, I promise. And I don't break those promises.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.